K-State Nation, your Wildcats, stay alive in the Austin Regional. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, kids. And I literally just, 5 minutes ago, checked up on what happened yesterday with UTSA in Texas. Well, it's going to be a rematch. Well, not a rematch, I should say rematch, a reuniting of the Big 12 foe, Texas. Texas got upset yesterday. I say last night against UTSA, and UTSA is moving on, folks. This is another edition of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether it's baseball, track and field. I will get caught up with track and field later on this afternoon as we're getting a couple more Wildcats into the NCAA championships there as well. This podcast, all things K-State sports out here in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, K-State stays alive, folks. Keegan O'Connor comes alive. I told you, the Bash needed to come alive in this ball game here, yesterday's postcast. The Bash needed to come through. So coming through, and it was Lincoln Sheffield stepping up to the plate. On the mound. Y'all know what I'm saying. Lincoln Sheffield stepping up to the plate and deliver. Well, what's his role? So Lincoln Sheffield with a great performance. Finally, where was this in the second half of the season as they eliminate pesky Houston Christian yesterday afternoon in Austin, Texas, 7-4 in this game. And Sheffield had this team shut out before Houston Christian got on the board there in his ball game there. And of note, how about this late in the year as we are now, K-State Nation, we are in the month of June. Incredible. It's crazy. We are in the month of June. In summer, we're in the midst of it, folks. We are in summertime, folks, in the Midwest. Kansas State manager or head coach Pete Hughes getting his 200th victory yesterday, on top with icing on the cake, 200th victory against Houston Christian. And now you are your dessert. Well, Texas is going to be waiting in the wings here in a few hours this afternoon for another elimination game. We'll see what happens there with that. But hey, back against the wall, and UTSA is moving on to the Austin Regional Championship there. Well, they're going to await, of course, either Texas again or K-State again there. But first, we got unfinished business here, talking this win last night. Obviously, you need to take care of Houston Christian. I was going to come here, and they lost. I never heard of Houston Christian, first off. I'll be honest there. But you're the better team there. Go out there and do what you do, right? And they did. And it was Lincoln Sheffield instead of Michael Luvedo, because all year long, Pete Hughes changed it up yesterday. So all year long, it's been Frost, Michael Luvedo, and Lincoln Sheffield, the pitching staff for K-State. But in this case here, Pete Hughes, back against the wall, instead of Quevedo, throws Lincoln Sheffield out there, and he delivered there. And Keegan O'Connor went deep yesterday for K-State, 17th home run of the year. And now it's propelled K-State to this win yesterday in elimination format, or elimination game for K-State, for K-State against Houston Christian. Houston Christian's done. Now K-State in Texas, in a reuniting of a Big 12 foe, got to take on Texas there. And Texas got upset. The number two team in the nation got upset by UT. Does that sound familiar? UTSA. I kind of underestimated them a little bit. And they're going in, but UTSA, they have opened my eyes in this regional, and they're going to be sitting there in the Austin final, waiting for either K-State or Texas, because this is another elimination game for either. And for what it is, I would love to see K-State send Texas to the house, but Texas to the house, because they are more than capable. We have seen it all year long, and hopefully that beginning of the schedule will pay off like it did last year when K-State, is similar UTSA fashion, upset Arkansas in Arkansas's house. It's a Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Now, can you run it back later on this afternoon as K-State will take on Texas in another elimination game? So, well, we talked about it on the fresh edition of the podcast. Over in the Podbean app with myself and Alex Aiden. Well, you get Texas now. Instead of UTSA, you get Texas. See, it's unpredictable what you're going to get in the college game. Instead, you get Texas, who you know. So, Pete Hughes, that's a tactical advantage there as well. And we're going to find out more about his team. But get to his post-game comments here. Pete Hughes finally gets his post-game comments here. Quote, get another day playing and coaching with this team. And goes on to say, quote, is it a good day? Our guys showed up with energy, all precipitated off a great start by Lincoln Sheffield. See, this is what I'm talking about. Lincoln Sheffield, where was this in the second half of the season? Lincoln Sheffield started off hot early in the year and then tailed off. They're really kind of struggling in the second half, to be honest with y'all, there as well. And they're going to need the same thing. They're gonna need an out-of-the-world performance from Quevedo. And then to put yourself in that spot, and your offense needs to come through. Because, look, Texas, number two team in the country. Who is the number two team in the country? Was it LSU? Was it LSU? It was not North Carolina. North Carolina was number five. And I'm talking, going kind of rewind the clock back to early this year. They should have beat LSU and did not do that there as well. But look at Sheffield. Let's turn to him real quick as we go to the box score. And I'm going to go out of order myself here. He was outstanding in K-State. Pete Hughes only going with two pitchers in this ball game. Look at Sheffield. Almost going to seven innings yesterday. 6 2/3, four hits, nothing for Houston Christian. Two walks, six strikeouts, and Taswell Butler finished off the rest there with 2 1/3 there. But he got hit a little bit there, but Pete Hughes has a fresh bullpen going into this game, going into this Texas game. Butler rounded it out. But Lincoln Sheffield, outstanding there in his ball game there as K-State eliminates Houston Christian from the Austin Regional yesterday. 7-4 box score time here in the Pro Project podcast. And K-State was the home team here in this ball game. They struck first in the bottom of the first inning and put on four more in the bottom of the third. And then tacking on two more in the eighth inning. And it got hairy a little bit. That was a huge response there for K-State in the bottom half of the eighth because you don't get those runs. Houston Christian did not get on the board until the top of the eighth inning with two. And then K-State with that big response with two of their own there. And Houston Christian tried to rally back, couldn't do it. But they did get two on the board in the top of the ninth inning. But that was not enough during this ball game. Keegan O'Connor only had a hit in this game. But the biggest hit, probably the biggest hit in this ball game, a three-run home run, 17th of the year. Keegan O'Connor has been raking. I have said this throughout the second half of this year. Keegan O'Connor has stepped up to the challenge and has done some big things with K-State offensively this year. Seth Dardo had a multi-hit game. My guy, Shantiro. So the top half of this order has started to come alive here in this regional. You know, 1-5 hitters. Led by Shantiro in game one against UTSA, each had a hit. And now you have the first four, Shantiro, D, Kennedy, Seth, and Keegan, all have a hit in this. Well, half of them have multi-hits in this ballgame. Masters Martin did get hitless in this game. AJ Isikovasko, also a multi-hit game with a 2-4 performance at the plate yesterday as well. And oh, it'll be a right time to get warmed up because Texas is coming. So we know this team pretty well. I'm excited, and it'll be a very early. I know we're in the summer, folks. Early Christmas present, in case they can eliminate their hated foe, Texas, later on at 2 o'clock Central Time this afternoon and do what they did against Arkansas a year ago. I know we wanted to clock a little bit, but it kind of has the same feeling a little bit. I know Texas, we know Texas is a good team. We know them. Pete Hughes knows them. And now You have an opportunity to eliminate them from the postseason. Another elimination game, obviously, UTSA getting the upset over Texas 9-7 in the nightcap yesterday in that game. And UTSA sent some eyes, folks. Eyes, folks, as well to the nation. But hey, we ain't done yet. As K-State holds off Houston Christian's run late yesterday to a 7-4 win and stays alive in a 25 Austin Regional. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports there as well. Keegan O'Connor entered yesterday, tied with Scott Popard, excuse me, and Heath Cheshire along with Dylan Phillips with 16 home runs. Now it's all by himself with 17 there. 104. Wait, hang on a second. Yeah, his 17th home run came off his bat, 104 off the bat there as well. But hey, K-State's going to win this stat. Woo! Runners in scoring position, though. K-State, 2 for 12. That's not going to get it done against an elite team like Texas. If they're going to pull off the upset and eliminate host team Texas this afternoon, they're going to have to change that stat. That's just the only concern, really, in their pitching. I would assume now Michael Gavedo is on the mound unless they're going to go for a bullpen game, which I'm not comfortable with that. But that's all I know now. Michael Gavedo, you have him fresh. I would assume he's going to go today. For K-State in his ball game there as well. K-State, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors in his ball game. Houston Christian, 4 runs, 8 hits, and they committed 3 errors in his ball game yesterday there. Pete Hughes getting win 200 for Kansas State at Kansas State in a more huge game. And again, they keep on moving, advancing. Now this game is even bigger because now you meet with your once Big 12 foe, Texas. And which again, if y'all have not been paying attention, y'all should notice by now, Texas is now an SEC opponent, not a Big 12 opponent, SEC opponent. So that is what stands right now. As I'm looking at the Sunday schedule, yeah, so it looks like if K-State can avoid elimination, they will be playing later tonight. I'm trying to look at this to right. Yeah, game 4, game 5, winner. Yeah, this is game 5. Yeah, game 5. Yeah, so if K-State were to get by Texas, upset them, they would be playing a doubleheader. So that's what it's looking like. And, of course, Monday is the game 7. So that's what you're looking at right there. But first, you got to take out Texas and then meet a UTSA team that really took it to you in the first game. So that's what you're looking at now. So K-State, we see some crazier things happen. But first off, you gotta take down big, mighty, big, bad Texas first before you can even look at UTSA in a nightcap. So that's what you're looking at. So the winner of this game today will be eliminated. Well, first off, the winner of this game will play later on tonight against UTSA. And then the loser, obviously, of this game later on this afternoon is going to be going to the house. So K-State stays alive yesterday. There, Keegan O'Connor with a huge hit, home run. And then you had a tremendous pitching performance from Lincoln Sheffield, keeping K-State alive in a 25 Austin Regional as they eliminate Houston Christian 7-4. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and get, where a podcast is found, free, and available daily. All right, we just record K-State content. It's your first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. We will be still after the conclusion of track and field in baseball, the end of the athletic calendar of 24-25. We will still post you content and get you ready for the football season. There with the Aaron Lincoln's Classic, K-State will be open up Big 12 overseas. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast, hit the like button, and also go ahead and hit the alarm bell as well. Every time we upload content daily, you'll be first be notified about it. Of course, me and Alex will be getting back together again tomorrow night over on the Podbean channel there, and we'll see what happens with K-State baseball there as they stay alive in this thing. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Listen to the latest and freshest episode over there. I just posted that on Friday morning. Go check that out. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the podcast. Kansas State 7, Houston Christian 4, Cats stay alive in the Austin Regional, and now meet up with their Big 12 foe, former Big 12 foe, Texas, in an elimination game at 2 Central Time. K-State Sports Network will have this game over the radio. Let's see what K-State can do, obviously. And then if K-State were to upset Texas, they would play UTSA later on. But they have unfinished business with Texas. We'll see. This is going to be really interesting. We'll see what they can do. We'll see if they can eliminate another big-time foe here this afternoon down there in Austin, Texas. Down there, of course. Alex A. Oh, I was going to say, Pete Hughes getting his 200th win yesterday. Congratulations in a winning effort there. 200 for Pete Hughes at Kansas State University. Alex Aiden, Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postseason episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.